Station.
Okay, let's get this going. Oh, I just had a weird back twinge just like 3 seconds ago as I was plugging some of this stuff in. Oh, that's not a good sign. So I'm going to sit down very carefully here and get this blanket over my legs. Oh, what are we doing? Take a guess. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Take a deep breath and say, "My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm drinking tea. Bet you didn't see that coming." Try to guess what I've been doing today. If you guessed watch football, you are correct. I'm between games right now. Oh, who's this? Here comes our fluffy buddy. Hi, climbing on me. What are you doing? Am I a mountain? Am I a mountain that kitties think they need to climb? Yes, okay. Or you want to do some baby business? Pippa wants to get on the blankie, so I gotta fold the blankie over. There we go. Make sure my legs and my ankles are protected. Okay, get in. Here comes the kitty. Oh, now you're halfway in. Get all the way in. What are you doing? You're halfway in. Some kitties don't know how to figure it out. Come on. Somebody's not being very bright today. Oh, how does that blankie taste? Is it pretty good? Okay, now the kitty has figured out how to get in. Now, turn around. Yeah, turn around 3 times and sit down on the blankie. There you go. All right. We've got it figured out. What are you doing? You're such a kitty. All right, so, yeah, I've been watching football. We're between games right now. I've got another game coming up here in a second. When's this game? Okay, we've got 33 minutes before the next game starts. Oh, wait, no. That's just the pregame show. Okay, yeah, so we've got an hour and 15 minutes or something like that. And we've got the Liverpool game. Yay, Liverpool. Ooh, then we got Bundesliga at the same time. Oh, and it's the Prussian Derby. When does that start? That actually starts a little bit earlier. Oh, man, this is rough. What am I going to watch? I've got the Liverpool game on one channel, and I've got the Bundesliga game, the Prussian Derby, between Borussia Dortmund and Borussia Mönchengladbach. What am I going to watch? Okay, well, let's just scroll forward to see if any of these games get repeated later tonight. La-di-da-di-da. Not on this channel, but if that Bundesliga game gets repeated, it will be on channel 222. And, oh, at midnight and 10. Yeah, okay. Oh, this is great. This is great. At 8 p.m., we get the repeat of the Prussian Derby. So I can watch Premier League this afternoon, and then I'll watch Bundesliga tonight. And then, after Bundesliga at 10 p.m., FIFA Club World Cup Soccer. 2 games, one at 10 and one at midnight. Yes. Yeah, what do you think about that, Pip? We're going to watch football all day and all night. It's so exciting, huh? Pippa says, yeah, I can't wait to watch football for... How much football are we going to watch today? Well, each game is 90 minutes. We will watch one game. We've got another game. That's 3 hours plus the Bundesliga game. That's 4.5 hours plus the two other games, I'll probably really only watch one. So that's 6 hours, potentially 7.5 hours of football today, but I'll probably only watch about 6.5. So you might be wondering, well, Tobe, what are you watching right now then? You're not going to believe this, but this is very convenient for our little Tobester. I'm actually watching biathlon. Yeah, it was great. First game got over, and then there was like a 15-minute delay or wait. And I changed channels, and now we've got women's biathlon, and there's that giant inflatable bear. I don't know what that company makes. They don't make bears. Why is a bear advertising their thing? Weissman. I do not know what Weissman makes, but they have a big inflatable polar bear on the course. And various people are starting to finish. And when they crash, they crash. Oh, and I'm looking at that woman's rifle. I bet you don't hear that sentence very often. Oh, I was checking out this chick's rifle. Oh, I want to fire one so badly. I love biathlon rifles. I love any competition target rifle that's chambered in 22 long rifle. And that would be, you know, the ISSA competition rifles, biathlon rifles. Oh, and here's my favorite Italian woman. Oh, she's got a new rifle this year. The last time I saw her was in the Olympics in Korea. This is Dorothea Wehrer. She's Italian, and her new rifle is green, white, and red. It's got the Fiocchi logo on it. I use Fiocchi products, too. I got some primers that are Fiocchi primers, huh, Pippa? Hi, what you doing? And so they're skiing, they're shooting, they're skiing, and they're shooting. They're skiing, 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 and they shoot, shoot, shoot. Hooray for skiing with guns. Ooh, I like that one, too. She has a blue one. And here comes Anaïs Chevalier. And I like her glasses, too. She's got cool glasses. Ooh, and I like her rifle, too. It's all white. For snow camouflage. Yeah, as you know, I am not actually a gun nut. But I do like some kinds of shooting sports. And I'm not into hunting. I think that's lame. I mean, you don't need... Unless you need to subsistence hunt. You know, if you live up in the mountains, miles away from any town or civilization, if you're one of these kind of people and you need to hunt animals so you can survive, so that you can eat food, that's fine. What I don't appreciate are these, you know, pseudo-macho guys with extremely small sexual organs who feel like they need to compensate by driving their SUV somewhere to go hunting and, oh, look at me, I shot a turkey. Yeah, that is not hard to do. Yeah, and then these guys act like it's an accomplishment. Oh, I shot a turkey! You know how easy it is to shoot a turkey? I mean, how many times have you listened to this show where I'm just standing around in a group of turkeys? Or, you know, standing around within, you know, well, range, gun range of turkeys. Yeah, every day when it's warm weather. Shooting animals for fun is just weak. But I do like to watch some target stuff, target competitions, shooting competitions, biathlon, metal silhouettes. I used to actually, you're not going to believe this, but I did actually belong to a club for a year that was one of those silhouette shooting organizations. If you've never seen silhouette shooting, it's basically... you put these flat, two-dimensional metal statues, they're just cutouts of shapes of animals, out on a range at various distances, and you just shoot at them. Ting! And you try to knock them over. I don't actually own a gun for doing that. I would borrow my friend's gun. Blink, blink, blink. And I also like to watch some shooting stuff on YouTube. There's a couple of guys I like to watch. One guy... Okay, see you later, Pippa. One guy... Should I advertise his YouTube channel? I don't see why not. He's a good old boy from Tennessee named 22 Plinkster. And as you can probably guess, pretty much all this guy ever does is... shoot 22 long rifle, which is a cartridge, a bullet. That's not the right name. The things that you put into guns are not bullets. They are cartridges. The things that come out of the guns are the shell and the bullet. The bullet comes out the front and is the thing that you're trying to do damage with. The shell is the leftover pieces that get ejected out the side that you can recycle. But this guy, 22 Plinkster, 22 long rifle is his favorite cartridge. And he's got a lot of guns. Jeez, I must have watched 15 or a dozen of his videos, and he's used at least 10 different guns. And he does things like trick shots. He likes to, you know, split cards in half. Or I've seen him do all kinds of stuff, and he's got this neat little shooting range in his backyard. It's pretty it's pretty nice. Lots of little targets, lots of little metal discs that are hanging from things or on these little swinging things, and you know, it's kind of active targets. You shoot them, they move, and you shoot them again, they move back. And I kind of want to hang out with this guy because this guy looks like he just has a lot of fun shooting guns in his backyard. Patit, pating, patit, pating, patit, pating. I thought, you know, I would love to hang out with that guy. You know, buy a couple of boxes of ammo and just sit in his backyard and shoot guns. Little guns. Ding, dong, dong. Ah, good tea. I also like air rifles. And this guy also does some air rifle stuff, so that's always fun. Oh, ah. Oh boy. I'm a little messed up today. Just a little. Not too bad. Huh. Okay. Yeah, I just need to stretch. I just need to get moving. Get going. Do some stuff. What am I going to do today? I don't know. I do not know. But I did have a dream this morning. I woke up kind of early. Is it cold? Why did I wake up early? Was I in pain? I probably rolled over onto my bad shoulder. And my shoulder is sort of bothering me right now. But at one point, after going back to sleep, I did have a strange dream. Basically, it was like summer or something, and I was out at a river or a lake. I was under the impression that it was a river, a small river. And I was with some people that I didn't really recognize. But I was swimming in this river, and suddenly an animal showed up and was swimming along with me and climbing on me and doing stuff like my cat does. Did I have this dream because my cat was walking on me this morning? That's my cat's new favorite thing, is to jump on me and walk over. She doesn't normally do this, but her new thing is to jump up on my knees when I'm sitting here on the futon with the blanket over my legs. She'll jump up on my knees and jump back down. Yesterday she was walking around on me a little bit. But anyway, yeah, I had this dream that I was swimming. with an animal that was apparently somebody's pet or an animal that they took care of, and they called it a muskrat, but it was much larger. And it wasn't a muskrat looking in my dream. It was more like an otter. You know, a fairly good-sized otter. Well, kind of an odd dream, but... you know, I would go swimming with otters, given the chance. My subconsciousness seems to know that already. Hence dreaming about swimming around with otters. Oh, this is good tea today. Nailed it. And I think this was the last tea bag in that box. So, later on today, I'll be opening up a new box of tea. That'll be fun. That'll be exciting. I'll check the lot numbers on the boxes to see if they come from the same lot. Oh, and look who's up to shoot. It's Laura Dahlmeier. Ha ha ha. She's always a favorite. She's always one of these people who's easily within the top five all the time in the world. Very often she's number one. She just shot a perfect round. And she did it in 30 seconds. 29 seconds. Good job, Laura Dahlmeier. Rocking and rolling. Ooh. So what else do I feel like doing today? Obviously, I'm going to drink a lot of tea. I'm going to watch a lot of football. What am I going to eat for lunch today? I do have a number of options. Oh, I should probably use up the rest of that hamburger. I know what you're thinking. Tobe, you bought hamburger? What? What? Yeah. I splurged. I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to buy a pound of hamburger and I ate half of it. Not yesterday, but the day before. And so I should eat the rest of that today. What do I feel like making? Do I feel like making tacos or something? No, I don't have any taco stuff. I don't know. I'll worry about it later. Ooh, yeah. Why am I yawning? Oh, I can't be that tired. How late did I go to bed last night? It wasn't that late, I didn't think. Oh, now look at this close-up on this rifle. It's nice and green. And I just love that one-finger bolt action. If you know anything about rifles, and you know anything about rifle actions, you know, you've seen bolt-action rifles. Well, these competition rifles, they are bolt-action. And, but they're so... what's the word I'm looking for? They're so precise and they're so well machined and they're so well designed for doing exactly this and only this that to cycle the bolt action, you really only have to move your finger. You just flick your finger. you just sort of making, what's the word I'm looking for? Just a more exaggerated sort of trigger pull. You know, you pull the trigger to take the shot. You lift your finger up out of the trigger guard onto the bolt handle, and then you just sort of flick it. And it's like, wow, nice machine. But it kind of begs the question, why not make them semi-auto? And that might just be in the rules or something. You know, traditionally, these always have been bolt-action rifles, so... I don't know. Oh, plus I suppose the argument could be made that a bolt-action rifle is more accurate for various reasons. Yeah, I can see that. I can understand that. Ow, my shoulder hurts. I gotta not be leaning back on my shoulder. That's very painful. Oh, I do love drinking tea. Oh. So yeah, here I am, finding myself watching biathlon before my next game comes on. And I was thinking just a minute ago that, yeah, this is pretty good. Modern biathlon is still pretty great. When I was a kid, though, biathlon was slightly different in that they used different shooting stations. If you're not familiar with biathlon is the sport where people ski. They do cross-country skiing with a rifle on their back. And then they stop and they shoot at targets every once in a while. Well, back in the olden days, back when I was a child, there would be different shooting stations along the skiing route. You start in some place, you ski to the first shooting station, you shoot, ski to the next place, you shoot, etc., etc. Modern biathlon, it's not quite as cool. It's pretty cool, but basically, they just sort of ski around a track that's outside of a shooting range. Basically, there's only one shooting station. There's one place to shoot. And so you start in this little stadium, you go out, you ski around for a couple of kilometers, you come back into the shooting stadium, and you shoot. Laura Dahlmeier's up again, now in the standing position. Oh, first shot is a miss. There's a hit, another hit, a third hit, and a fourth hit. 4-for-5 in the standing position for Laura Dahlmeier. All right. Oh. And I would love to do this. Or at least I would have loved to have done this biathlon. But I don't think I could cross-country ski. I think that would wear me out way too fast. I have actually cross-country skied before when I was a kid, and all I remember is it making me very sore the next day. But it was, moderately fun. I don't think I want to ski. I want to fire one of these rifles. I would really love to just be able to, just shoot an entire round. Blink, blink, blink. With one of those. I'm fascinated by those rifles. Just absolutely fascinated. Every time there's biathlon or competition shooting on TV, you got to hear me talk about how much I want one of those rifles. They're pretty cool. Super accurate. Oh. Speaking of rifles, I was watching something on YouTube the other day and I saw a guy with a really nice air rifle. And it wasn't a competition air rifle. It was, I don't really know what it was. But it was basically designed the way that I thought air rifles should be designed. If you've seen modern air rifles, they're kind of weird, and I've always thought, look, why not put the air tank on the back? Okay, right? That way you can get some balance in there. You can do all kinds of stuff. And finally, yeah. And the funny thing about this air rifle is it was it 45 caliber? It was some outrageously large caliber. And then the guy said, yeah, and it delivers, No, I can't remember. Did he give me the muzzle velocity? No. Yeah, and I was wondering what the muzzle velocity was. Can you imagine a 45 caliber air rifle? The amount of air required in that and the pressure just to get... Up until then, I think the largest air rifle I've ever seen or heard of was like 25 caliber. Normally they're like 22 or 17, 4.5 millimeter. Good tea. I've always been sort of fascinated with air rifles, too. And I think about air rifles from time to time. What's funny is, the reason I think about air rifles is, you can't get actual firearms in some countries. But you can have air rifles. I think England is one of these countries. Getting a rifle, a firearm, takes some effort and work. But anybody can have, an air rifle. I think that's kind of bizarre. Gun laws are strange around the world because, I don't know, I guess people just don't think that you can kill somebody with an air rifle. And you can. It's just bizarre. Ow. And every once in a while, I go through a phase. Every couple of years, I go through this little phase that lasts a couple of weeks where I think I need to buy an air rifle. And I'll look into it, and I'll actually shop a little bit. But then the weird thing is I'll never quite find anything that I really like. Or if I do find something I like, it's a little bit too expensive. And I always think, I could probably rationalize paying $200 for an air rifle, or $250 or $300. Sometimes I'll go up as high as $400. Yeah. And if you've ever seen any of those competition air rifles, the 10-meter ones, the ones that they use for 10-meter competition, the rifle isn't 10 meters. The prices of those start at $5,000. And that doesn't include a lot of the stuff you need. By the time you're done with that rifle, you've spent, about $8,000-$9,000. And these rifles that these women are carrying on TV right here, geez, you're looking at, again, after you put all the stuff on it, and after you have a guy or another gal, once you have a person zero it and do all that stuff, you're $12,000 into a rifle. How do these people pay for it? Oh, look at her gun. Her rifle is pink and purple. I like it. Leah Einfalt from Slovakia. It's sort of a pastel Easter purple with pastel Easter pink highlights. Put a Hello Kitty sticker on it then. I mean, come on, if you're gonna do it, you gotta take that one all the way. And I would be that guy. I would be that guy who has the pink rifle with the Hello Kitty logo on it. Hello Kitty holding a rifle. Yay, Hello Kitty guns. Okay. Anyway, it's about time for me to roll out of here. My shoulder hurts. Who am I, you might ask? Well, you should know by now that my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. This show that airs every single day, holidays included, at 1930 UTC. I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.